I thought they were very well evenly matched. I think some of our lads coming out to start might have been a little bit stronger, but once the Irish lads got their measure, I think they were all good fights. And quite a few of them, you know, there's a few stoppages, which was for good reason, but I think at the end of the night, as per usual, the kids were looking at each other, wonder who actually won the fight, and that's what it's all about. You know, when they were all hugging, and the sportsmanship was unbelievable, you know what I mean?
I know we were talking last week, and we mentioned that when you were here last, Donegal won. When they travelled to Boston, Boston won. Boston won tonight on Donegal's soil.
Well, you know, it's like everything else. When the Donegal man's showing them the road, they know which way to go, you know. No, I think it wasn't a matter who. I mean, I think everybody won tonight, because you could see after the fight all the kids, they went over and they did, as Pat said, they made lifelong friends, because it was a good experience and they were all treated each other with respect. But at the end of the day, everybody was happy with the results. Even some of the kids that lost were happy with the result, because they knew they gave it all and they're beaten in the night by a better man, you know, and that's all you can ask for.
It was a fantastic opportunity for these boxers to all fight each other. What do you think that does for them?
What that does for them, that gives them something to move forward with. And that gives them, it's like me, it's like I said the last time, I was 18 years old the first time the World Cup Boxing Club took me to Scotland. And here I am 30 years later. Tonight I came home, you know. And if half of them kids get the same experience as what I got, this is going to continue on for the next 30 years. So to me what that does is that gives them an avenue to move forward and bring other people along with them on their journey, you know.
High level of boxing tonight, high level of officiating. Did you agree with all the decisions?
You're never going to agree with the decisions, because you look at a fight from your fighter's perspective, you know, and you always want your fighter to win, whether he wins or not, you know. Do I agree with all the decisions? Well, it wasn't my decision to make the decision. I mean, there were some of them that were questionable, but for the most part, they were all good. And as I say, if it was a questionable decision, it's because maybe more of my bias than the actual decision itself, you know.
Going forward, looking to do this again, hopefully next year. What, any thoughts on that yet, or are you just going to enjoy this?
Oh, I mean, at the end of the day, you do what you do because you want to always move forward. And every, you know, if you've got a positive experience, it's good to maintain that, you know, positive motion. And I think that this is going to be something that's going to be happening for a long time to come. I think, you know, this is the third experience we've had with Donegal, and I think we'd be talking about this after the 10th, 15th experience, because all these kids that box tonight, they are going to continue doing that, moving forward, you know.
And finally, I suppose, would you be worried now next year Donegal are going to come over to avenge the loss?
Well, they always say revenge is a dish best served cold, you know, so it should be fairly cold in a year's time. But I think it's like everything else, you got to bring your A game, and hopefully that, you know, we're ready for them when they come. Because we were ready when we came here tonight, and we knew we weren't coming into an easy venue, and we knew we'd have to put our best foot forward, and we put our best foot forward. And I'm assuming that when the boys come back over to Boston next year, they're going to be looking for revenge, but no more than they're looking for revenge, we're going to look to maintain our record. So it'll be good. It's only getting better. Every year's getting better and better and better.